Hello and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto and today I'm going to share with you a poem by Robert Frost. This is the second poem I chose to share with my family in a series I'm sending approximately once a month, handwritten and by post, delivered to both brothers and their families and my father. That means writing the poems out three times, which isn't a bad thing, as it helps me anchor them in my memory. I also throw in a few notes and some personal comments. The Road Not Taken is one of the first 100 or so poems I learned by heart, and I recite it to myself from time to time when walking in the nearby woods, where there are several such forks. Here's the poem, and I may add a comment or two afterwards, depending how I feel. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorry I could not travel both and be one traveller, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by. And that has made all the difference. The poem seems to have a certain tension, I find, somehow inviting an assumption that the walker took the right road, the one that made all the difference to his life. Yet there is that sigh at the end, perhaps no more than an acknowledgement that by taking one, he inevitably could not take the other. The road I take through the woods is a circular walk which is quite long, 2 hours at a good clip from and to our front door, and so I tend to avoid taking digressions. But I realise that I have looked down several other tracks, paths and roads and wanted to take them just to see where they go. I wonder, will I ever do so? Or will I just keep looking at them with longing and then continue on my way? Thank you for listening.